Welcome to today's Style Scoops. Have you ever imagined seeing without relying solely on your eyesight? Today we delve into the fascinating realm of panoptic vision, exploring the extraordinary capacity of the mind to perceive beyond the physical senses. Join us as we uncover the secret to unlocking the full potential of the human mind and enhancing both personal and professional development. We are now joined by a leading provider of corporate training solutions, Dr. Lizelle Grobler, to tell us more. Dr. Grobler, thank you for joining us. The first question on everyone's lips: how is it possible to see without eyes? Could you please tell us more about this?
Okay, so this is actually a science that's been, we've been doing this for very long. We just were not aware of it. It was some hidden science. How it is actually possible is one of those very unexplained things. Scientifically, I honestly don't think they have an answer yet. We just know that we can do it. And we know that children can do it, but way faster than adults can. With about 45 minutes, the children can do it. So also to try and give a very scientific explanation is not going to be possible for everybody to understand. But we basically see with our visual cortex. We see with our brain. We do not see with our eyes. So the eye is the projector. It brings through light, but it brings through raw data. The actual picture is formed in the visual cortex of our brain. So if you Google it, do we see with our eyes or our brain? 80% of searches will come back to say you see with your brain, not with your eyes.
In November last year, you and your husband decided to travel to Germany to attend a 10-day training session to learn more about this phenomenon. Where did you first hear about it, and what made you decide to travel all the way there?
Okay, so during my doctorate thesis, I focused on the human mind, and I came across with all my searches on Caroline Corey. She did a documentary on superhumans where she actually visited these children. They do it in three places in the world. She visited Germany, the UK, and I actually tracked them down because I was so interested in what they were doing and spoke to my professors, got the, you know, is this actually possible? They told me it's actually possible. And then we decided to do it because you can help so many people. And it's just, I found it fascinating. It resonated with me. And we just made the decision. It was a very quick decision. Went there, did the training, and I'm very glad I did that.
What was your experience like? Can you tell us more?
Okay, so I think the experience was something that I did not expect. I actually don't know what I expected, but it was mind-blowing. You could actually see everything exactly like you can now. The only thing is you see it through a little window. It's not something that it's very bright. Every person experiences it totally different from each other. So one person's experience is not the same. We were a group of 20 people, and one of them being a blind man, Robert. He's been blind for 60 years. He's now just in his 70s. And even Robert could do it after the fourth day. He could start seeing colors. He could see a cup. He could start spelling letters for us. So it was, needless to say, the most amazing experience of my life, I think.
Have you applied this technique on South African soil yet, and what is the outcome?
Yes, we have. I've trained about 12 people already, of which four of them were children. The youngest one was 8 years old, and she learned within the hour she could do it. Amazing technique. People take it differently. But the only thing that I can say is if you believe you can do it, you'll be able to do it. If you believe you can't do it and it's not possible, you're gonna have a mental block. You won't be able to do it. So children are very, very easy. They just absolutely catch on. We've trained about 12 people already. Yeah.
Of course, people would ask, why would one want to do this? Or what would be the purpose of this exercise?
So the purpose of this is basically using more of your right brain activation than your left brain. Your right brain is your female brain, which is more your intuition. It is your creativity. Your left brain is your male brain. It's your facts and your maths and those types of things. So when you activate more of your right brain, your intuition gets better, way better. You are actually, you just find out that I can't explain this to you. The last 3, 4 months, it's just we did a lot of intuition training as well, but it's something that we just activate a different part of our brain. We use more of our brain. And for children with autism, children with that are ADHD, children who struggle at school, blind people, people that are visually impaired, there are so many ways that this can benefit humanity in so many different levels. So you don't have to be blind to be able to use it. It's just for yourself. It'll be a huge, just benefit.
And that was a leading provider of corporate training solutions, Dr. Lizelle Grobler. Thank you for joining us in this enlightening conversation. Remember, by harnessing the power of your mind, you can transcend conventional boundaries and achieve remarkable feats. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions on optimizing your lifestyle right here on Style Scoops.